So according to the instructions of the lineage lamas of this tradition, start first of all by adjusting your motivation and think that you're here in this occasion to receive these profound teachings of the Mahayana, not just for yourself, but for the sake of sentient beings. Sentient beings who have been your mothers in the past and are as vast as the vastness of space. For their sake, you aspire to reach the state of perfect and complete enlightenment, the state that is characterized by the full development of all positive qualities and the total elimination of all negativity. With this particular thought in your mind, please adjust your motivation.
ဝဒသံဃိကြောင့်တည်ဒီမှာညချူချီသရမရာမောဘူဇုံဝနောနီဝဂျူဒတပတ်ချေကြောင့်ညဝဂျူဒတပတ်ချင်းဘုဒေလာဂျူဒန်ဒုဒံငေါဂျီတပတ်ညီဆောင်ဝဒတနိဒငေါဂျီတပတ်ချူဝဒေယောမရနောသိကဝဒဂျီတီဂျီယုတင်ဝဂျူဒဂျီတီညေယောပနောနိဒယဝနံဂျူလနမေဘဂျုဝဒနံဂျူလနမေဘဒဂျုဒေလာ
ဝဒံဂျေဘာဂျီမာဂျီညစ်စီဝဒတနိဒနေဘာဂျီကိုသုဝေဒီပါသမန်ဒီဘာယံအိမ်ဘာယံဒီဝဂျီဒဗင်ဂျေနောဇာချီဂျင်ကိုသမန်နောဂျေအညံကိန္ဒဂျီဒီတိဝီဒောဒမဂျီချာဇေကိုပါလီဂျောအုဇေဂျီလီဆောင်းဒင်ဂျီဘလာမစင်စင်ဒင်ဝဒင်ဂျီရေရှင်ဂျီလိုဇီဆောင်နောဂျေဝဒတောရမရဒဂျီရမ်ဒါတနိဒောရမလာဒောရမရဘာငါဆောင်ဂျောယုဒင်း
Now, from amongst the various teachings Muni has given, we can look how those teachings can fit into the lesser vehicle and the great vehicle. And again, within the great vehicle, we can look at the distinction between Sutra and Tantra. Within Tantra, we have four classes of Tantra, and from amongst those four classes, we're now dealing with Highest Yoga Tantra. Within Highest Yoga Tantra, we can make the distinction between the Father and the Mother Tantras. From amongst the Father Tantras, Guhya Samaja Tantra is the main one that is used as the basis, as the example. And as the great Panchen Losang Chöki Gelsen has said, bless me to be able to unify the stages of illusory body and clear light from amongst those stages.
ဝဂျီဒတိလာယံညယုဝစီတမန္တဝကုနီဝဒနဝမ္ပသံကျေသောရံဒတိမ္ပညီကျေသောရံမစီဝဂျီဒကခဏီစီဒဝမ္ပသံကျေသောရံဝဂျီဒဇွေကဒုတ်ကြီးတင်းနေကြီးမောရီကျေသောရံမောဝေဆောင်ဒုတ်ကြီးတင်းနေကြီးမောရီကျေသောရံဝဒဆေမေတုတ်ကြီးညတင်းနေကြီးမောရီကျေသောရံဒီဝမ္ပသံကျေသောရံဒီရှုတ္တပကြီးဒတိနိဒ
ညဝဒင်းညကျေသောရမဒေလာဒင်းညဆိုဆိုအပ်တော့ယရမီညရှိဒါဆိုဆိုအပ်ဒီကွန်ဒုဂျေဇူးကျေသောရမဒါဂျူလူကိုကိုဒီတောဝဒတနိဒညဝသွန်တန်ဝဇ္ဇကျေသောရမဒီတင်းညဆိုဆိုဘဇောရမညတွနော
Now, as I say, within the completion stage, we are looking at the fivefold division of the practices. This fivefold division includes the three isolations and the two truths. Talking about the three isolations, we have covered the material that is dealing with Vajra mind physical isolation, with Vajra speech verbal isolation, and with Vajra mind mental isolation. Within the context of the two truths, the text is first of all dealing with the two truths separately, and then is dealing with the two truths undifferentiably. Now, we have said that we can actually divide the practice of the completion stage into six or into five stages. If we were to enumerate them as five, we would name the first stage as the stage of Vajra repetition. The second stage would be the stage of single-pointedly focusing on the mind, and then the third stage among that will become illusory body, the fourth clear light, and the fifth will be the state of union. Now, as we are within the context of examining the two truths separately, first of all we went through the state of examining the relative illusory body, and now we're at the point where we are examining the ultimate clear light.
We're
at the point of explaining how the two levels of truth, at the fourth and the fifth stage, which is the relative illusory body and the actual clear light, are attained. But one needs to keep in mind that this presentation is a presentation for someone who is a definite tantric lineage, which means that straight from the beginning they have not trained previously in any other path, but that straight from the beginning they would enter and start with the path of accumulation of tantra and then gradually proceed from that. But it is quite possible that we can examine other cases of practitioners, for example, who have trained previously within the sutric vehicle and have progressed all the way up to the 10th ground, and from that point onwards they can change lineage. Now, these are practitioners who are said to be practitioners of non-definite lineage, because first they start with one and then they switch into another. If this is the case, we need to make explain how they would enter the path and how they can enter the path on the fourth level. So without needing to go through the three physical isolations, without needing to go through the stage of illusory body, they can actually join on this fourth level, which is the level of the clear light. Now, if we go into our text, we are halfway down page 48. So it says the method of including this stage, and this stage is actually the fourth stage, at the end of other paths exist, because that bodhisattva in the final existence progresses to the 10th ground by the path of the perfection vehicle and the three lower tantras.
ogida dinayim bayindu dandi rimbando sida rimbai jiva osir kurimbando sida lam yenji sidina ogida ngolami ko tholam dan jolam dini tholam oda dini golam da saji kap ka dungi dan dili yenbo lam yenji tarasinu lam yenji tarasinu dili yenbo dolam ko ogida tholam jolam tholam Golam das such you and is Taradi Rambajiva and Dinjingi and Dusi Lamjinji and Answer Yuti Parijan Taba Najidi Omasamji Lamji das such you are the Drobish on some Saban Tamava D. Sajuava. The Omand Mayo demands on a Yambarijabana, Shoji Sanji Namji Sankurji deal on this, Cho demands on this Amji Sanjava and Manivi. Was there one to Jisiguji that in the Guni Kur? She will use her, that's on you like you, but Hobbes on you could curd down. That Denny Hobbes on you could curd down, Denny, young, and you turn on the chest and back, you that jarring, charcaras, and you must be done on the caras ago. Turn on, said you, and you then sang good chest. What you tambon is on her, see Shamati, good to gang you are. Do you like chest and you do not do dance on your night? Chesu tambo, you are. Chasm Jina Samba Yamajigada, Chaki Namanguiva Yendu, and Dini Toronti Chasamba Jarin Charkar, Malova Sanju, Dang Honda Shiba Yambi Charos, that in Rajisanjam.
So we look at the text where it says the method of inducing the stage at this stage, which as we say is the fourth stage of clear light, at the end of other paths. And here when we talk about other paths, the end of other paths, we're talking about someone who has trained in the perfection vehicle or has trained in the three lower tantras and has gone through the paths of accumulation, of preparation, of seeing and meditation. So it is at this point, at the end of other paths, it exists because that bodhisattva in the final existence progresses to the tenth ground, he's on the path of meditation, by the paths of the perfection vehicle and the three lower tantras, while abiding in equipoise, in immutable concentration, in Akanishta, the Buddha field, he is awakened by the sound of Buddhas of the ten directions, snapping their fingers. They motivate him by saying, you cannot become enlightened by this concentration alone. You must manifest clear light. And then they summon Devaputri Tilomata, and at midnight, they confer the actual third empowerment, which is the wisdom primordial awareness empowerment, which illustrates the actual clear light through first proceeding through appearance, increase, and near attainment. At dawn, they confer the fourth empowerment through giving instruction on clear light and union. At dawn itself, he arises in the body of a learner's union through manifesting actual clear light. Then, in the third part of dawn, just when the sun rises, he manifests non-learner's union. So we're using here the term dawn a number of times, and we need to understand that there are three stages included within that. The order of these events is that at midnight, at 12 o'clock, the third empowerment, which is the wisdom primordial awareness empowerment, is bestowed. And then when we talk about the three stages, the three parts of dawn, we start counting from 1 o'clock, then 2 o'clock, then 3 o'clock. So this will be the three stages of dawn. And during these three different stages, it says here, at dawn they confer the fourth empowerment through giving instructions, clear light and union. And then at dawn itself, he arises in the body of a learner's union through manifesting the actual clear light. And at the third part of the dawn, which is 3 o'clock, when the sun rises, he manifests the non-learner's union. So you go through these three stages in that order.
What you 我觉得你把那几句话给他们，而且用这用这个不都注意些？我觉得第三轮南疆呢，从我印度学生的那用这个路三轮南疆的上第一，然后第三轮南疆的上我的空地，那几人不就走走了人外山庄个西西那山庄的意思？山西那南面离家了，电报我搞的，我说从不是七八五，是第二天早上我说工资的。 第二天上就这不了，但上就得当不错的上就这。第二天起码没得不上就，人把现在养狗有啊，印度第二天上就这不了个鸡，咱们个旁边东街我这儿头前。第二天上就了，上就这不是，咱没得不上就这呀。头边上就咱没得不上就，你看嘛，就人把现在养狗有啊，印度新上完的也弄我是。 我在杨坚管理，从来没跟南下过矿地，人家在中国乡，对，顶班的意思。我在第一那样，温江是杨德那当铺里，南面街那么多人，我那么多事情不，杨也没意思。我在杨坚管理，第一上顿跑了个，从南下个有话的，但单单的就这样个，这样个有话的，就在几人不就上个。
We continue by giving the presentation according to Yanchen Gawa Lodro. As we say, he is the teacher of Nawam Pelden. Gawa Lodro was actually the Yangtze, the incarnation of Ajahn Rinpoche. So it says, this method of explanation is stated in Yanchen Galo's presentation of Tantra Grounds and Paths. To confirm this understanding, the Illuminating Lamp, which is the text composed by Ajahn Rinpoche, states that at midnight the guru confers the actual empowerment dependent on an action seal, which illustrates the clear light. Then at dawn he instructs him on the method of meditating on clear light, and after that the method of establishing union. So from the two types of unions, first of all the learner's union will be actualized. He obtains actual clear light, and after that union is established. So the second union, the second level of union. And nevertheless, the author says that still one should analyze whether this text explains the mode of progress in the path of those of definite highest yoga tantra lineage from the beginning. And as we say, there are other views on that. Anyway, the author here has stated the views of Gawa Lodro as well as Kedro Rinpoche, as well as Lama Tsongkhapa, who support this explanation.
Or
Alright, so we continue with another view on this issue that is given by Kedrup Jes. So it says, contradictory to this mode of explanation, Kedrup Jes' explanation of the dual analysis states, now this explanation of the dual analysis have to do with Hevajra Tantra. It says, when the actual third empowerment is conferred on bodhisattvas in their final existence as sentient beings, they are able to generate complete and fully qualified great bliss dependent on an action seal. Since they have already perceptually comprehended emptiness and that has not degenerated, when the actual third empowerment is conferred, the three empties that are related to white appearance, red increase, black near attainment, they clearly appear through the serial dissolution of the winds, independence on life force exertion with a seal. At the time of the fourth empty, the primordial awareness of great bliss perceptually comprehends emptiness. That primordial awareness is actual clear light. So the debate here is when the actual clear light is given, because it is manifested, because here it seems to be stating it that it happens prior to the fourth empowerment, right? When empowerment is conferred, instruction is given on projection, etc. Here the projection is a translation of the word Pemba. Pemba actually indicates the motivation, like that one has the motivation to give, to proceed in those states, right? Prior to the actual clear light, by the power of projection or by the power of one's motivation, when arises in the reverse order from that clear light at the time of the empowerment, one arises in a body established from the extremely subtle wind and mind, adorned with marks and signs, with the seven features of divine embrace. So here we have mentioned the reverse order. First one, initially one goes through the proper order, which is to go from the white appearance to the red increase to the black near attainment. It goes into clear light, the primordial awareness of clear light, and from that one reverses the order and starts going again through the stages of near attainment, then the red increase, then the white appearance. So that's the reverse order. So when you rise and you start entering the reverse order, this is the time where this body of the divine embrace with marked with marks and signs is accomplished. So this is what Kedrup Rinpoche says. And it says, this explains that the clear light at the time of empowerment is actual clear light, and one arises from that in a body of union. But the other text, the Sun Clarifying the Profound Meaning, which is the text composed by Penchen Losang Chuge Gelten, appears to be compatible with this. And the statement in the Illuminating Lam says that since conferring the third empowerment also illustrates conferring the fourth empowerment, empowerment is this too. When the third empowerment is conferred, initially the three, appearance, increase, and attainment occur. Then through near attainment entering the clear light, the actual innate state manifests from correct subtle dualistic appearance. And this also appears to depend on this quotation. They are all sort of like interdependent. They are quoting each other, supporting each other.
Then the song did you yangju on samba kirvi na on jeva kirva na on jeva makrisi na yon dukiva mari. Oda kong tarjan on samba kirvi na jeva kirva yon tsombi. Da on la rimba samba on dan rimba jeva on ni yuvari isin da. On di ni zos. Da on samba kirva na ji on de nanji tabsam go ji jango go de isi. Nanji tabsam jango ji de ni da nirto. Da garisego nirto usar do da noji dozum ko nova dambo cheba niwa oda nirto desamba yendu nirto ni usar do shigdi nino dhamo yon tongni tongji lan ji ngon da njirgugoris ene da runga sarungo son tsu da yungu yuwarwa da shi son zangdi da shi zomba la tenbara nangho di tenu da oji tenran riva yinsa riz kribu rambo chidang sadon sarva nima nini That day in Duna, she three shaman, Tarna, Sita, you remember that wrong song, song two shaman, the song third, Tarna, Honsamba Kri, Mona, Tunji, Osar, Tunji, Honsamba Kri, Mona, Osarji, Dango, Jimbaba, Dons. That Dango just on Duna, Oji, that Garisago, Honsamba Kriago, Dango, Jiyon, Hon Jeva, Kurban, Sons, Duna, Hon Jeva Kriago, Dango, Jigayon. Good thing, that Dango Niji. That the new Honkardina wants some back, Rango Yuari, Yon wants some back, Kirina, Jeva Kirvayon, Sonsedina, Hon Samba, the Hon Jeva Niga, Kurv, Sonsola, Tinaji Tongu Yuari, and do, Tija would the Osergi Dango, Babangu Yuari, Sonyachi. That day in Nayon, Hon Jevano, Hon Sambi, Mondo Kurta Rango Mari, Korm Yuari, Sina. Day in us on you to be Jesus. That hovers on you, Tobe Jesus, da Karisago, Honjava di Kurgo, repeat in Latin the younger days. Jesus Kravan do Gula, Titana, Mombrezan Cheba Sheba, da Jidanya Chambu, Lashango, Namjaramba, Namshi Denayon, Lavalanji Rambanosi, da Jison Sonsu di Gambunda Wayambayandu, Sunda Wotinda, Riti, Lavalan Mama Tarion Dunas in it. Then you got Rambaji Shango, you are one. Only Jiramban, Onsamba Kurva, and Jigtaw and Yetus. Then Jigtaw Tinyato, Wanda, Machuba, Honjava Kurva, you know, was. Jigtai, Nertis, and I and do, the Tara Mayena, Sin Jigtaw and Yetu Kurva Mayena, Nijava Makurvi, and Arurdo, Chili Nyadon, Sertus, on Jiko Kurji, Jango, Rita, they recommend to Shepa Chon Yodo, and she's on the other young Gargan Duyamna. Then Yangun do the Taji Gumba de Gumba Tartuba de Gonson, Rodan de Banaji, Shugo Rimato, Monter Dog David, Sani, Kansu Chukavaji Reason, or that in something neat in Rajima Dajazan, you deem.
We say that the author has provided us with material according to Kedrum, which is views. We also saw the views appearing in the Sun clarifying the profound meaning, and these two, they seem to be in accordance. And then after that, again, the illuminating Lam comes forward, which says that since conferring the third empowerment also illustrates conferring the fourth empowerment. Empowerment is this too. So there seems to be a statement here that there are two empowerments. There is the third empowerment and there is the fourth empowerment. The way, though, that things are phrased in this way doesn't make it clear if they happen at different times or if they happen at the same time, third and fourth. When the third empowerment is conferred, initially the three, appearance, increase, and attainment, occur. And then through near attainment, entering clear light, the actual innate state manifests from correct, subtle, dualistic appearance. So this also appears to depend on this quotation. As you see, they seem to be coming, these three texts that have been quoted here, they seem to be in accordance. But the author says that according to the later mode of explanation, the four instructions on clear light are bestowed prior to conferring the third empowerment. So prior to giving any empowerment, there must be some instruction. You will have the third instruction that is related to bestowing the third empowerment, and then you would have the fourth instruction, which is related to giving the fourth empowerment. And what the author says here, that according to what we see here, the fourth instruction, which has to do with clear light, which has to do with the fourth empowerment, seems to be given before the third empowerment. So it seems that we are mixing a little bit the order here. Since it is unsuitable to confer the fourth empowerment before the third empowerment, one must assert that it is conferred after the attainment of union. In accordance with that, the explanation of actual enlightenment states something. So the author makes the point that we should not mix the order. The third empowerment comes first, the fourth empowerment comes after that. Nevertheless, according to the previous explanation, it is not clear whether third and fourth are given at the same time, or which one precedes the other. So there's another text quoted here, the explanation of actual enlightenment, which states that the order of practice is to confer the fourth empowerment at the conclusion of conferring the third empowerment. If it is not like that, then prior to conferring the fourth empowerment, there would be the error of explaining the mode of arising as the body of union, as the mode of a fish arising from water. And what the author says is that I, the author, think this statement is contradictory. Those with intelligence must analyze all previous thoughts of Jerimche, since it appears that those like myself who are confused and dull have difficulty in settling this issue. So you see that we have different views on exactly the order of how these empowerments are given, the time that they are given, the instruction that is given, and what is happening exactly with the fourth empowerment. You see that different authors have different views of that. But if you can bring it to your mind, what is how we actually receive the fourth empowerment. The fourth empowerment, it is called the word empowerment. It's called the word empowerment because in this occasion, it is explained to you, the stages of the path are explained to you. And what is explained to you is that unless you, all the stages come in the proper order and unless you rely in that particular order, of those stages, you cannot actualize the full result. So it is explained to you that you are receiving the first empowerment, after that follows the second, after that follows the third. And this order is explained at the context of the fourth empowerment. Therefore, let's say a sequence is presented. Now, there are other authors who say that we don't really need to have different time of explanation. You don't need, you can give all this explanation at the time of the third empowerment. So you don't need to differentiate the time where the instruction is given. Others say that if that was the case, then because the fourth empowerment is given, in the case of the fourth empowerment, we have to go through the phase of the actual clear light. There is debate whether we have a state of equipoise or it is given at the stage of post-equipoise and so forth. So the author here concludes by saying, you know, these issues, they need to be examined, they need to be analyzed. It's not so easy for us. Each one of those assertions seems to be carrying some slight fault or some point that can be further debated. Now, there is an interesting thing here to look because in these quotations we have one particular word where it says that going through this process, this illustrates or this exemplifies the third empowerment or this exemplifies the fourth empowerment. If you look at these quotations, you find this word. And when you use this word, it indicates that it is not necessarily the third empowerment, it's something that symbolizes that. Or it's not necessarily the fourth empowerment, that it's something that maybe represents or symbolizes that. So that's an interesting quotation. And of course the question is, when the instructions for each one of the empowerments of the third and the fourth are given, whether they're given at the same time, whether they're given at different times, and whether you take the explanation or the ritual of explaining the mode of things as to be the actual empowerment or not. Another interesting thing that appears is in this quotation where it talks, it's 49, page 49, the first, second, third, fourth, fifth paragraph, right? Where we have quotation, it says, the order of practice is to confer the fourth empowerment at the conclusion of conferring the third empowerment. So that's another important thing. It says the way that you practice and the way that you go through the ritual of the empowerment actually could be different, isn't it? So the order of practice here is a key word as well. There is no necessarily, those statements, they do not necessarily contradict each other because another case is given here. The way you practice might be different from the order of the ritual. Maybe, you know, beings at our levels, although we can go through this quotation and we can read the different views of different authors, maybe we're not in a position to make a final decision. Maybe we're not in a position to judge and decide exactly what is the order and how these things are given. Nevertheless, the fact that we we become accustomed to this presentation, the fact that we hear about those things plays incredibly valuable imprints within our continuum. And if we can appreciate that, and if we can let it rest at that, that maybe at our points we cannot give a definite answer to that, even that has incredible merit in it.
Then the text continues by presenting a short debate. So it says, one says, it follows that the explanation that the proximate causes for manifesting actual clear light are the fourth level. It follows that this explanation is unacceptable because the third stage exists in the continuum of one about to obtain the actual clear light. This is because the impure illusory body in the continuum of the third is the third stage, because that is the impure illusory body. Now, the debate that is, like the point that is put forward here is that you can actualize, let's say, the clear light without that necessarily being the fourth level. There is actual light, which is not the fourth level actual light. The similar thing happens with illusory body. You can have illusory body, which is not the actual level of this, which is not the actual third level. And also the point of this debate is that one needs to keep in mind that the presentation that we have is the gradual presentation in the stages to be followed by those who are of definite lineage of highest yoga tantra and will have to do things in this order. Because if you have someone else who have trained in another path, they can enter into the tantric path and they can join at something which will be called, let's say, the illusory body, which will be called, in this case, the clear light, but without being the fourth level clear light.
So that point, that debate is completed by Nawal Peldon, says that this is either not pervasive or otherwise it should be examined. And from that we move into the next part. This is the second part of the presentation of the two truths. As we say, initially we present the relative and the ultimate truth separately, and then we come to the point of presenting them in a mode that is indivisible. So we have the completion stage of the indivisible two truths, and the author offers us the nature of the definition or the nature of that stage. And it says that it is a completion stage practice from when one arises in the pure illusory body simultaneously with a slight movement in the wind from the actual clear light of the fourth stage, dependent on the winds, which is the mount of the clear light, acting as its substantial cause. So the substantial cause are the winds that support the clear light, and the mind of clear light itself acting as the coactive condition. So this is where you, this is the lower limit or the beginning of that particular phase, and it goes all the way up to the actual clear light at the limit of the learner's ground. So that's the end of the, what do we call, the last moment of the continuum of the sentient being, and this is the nature of the learner's union, or the completion stage of the individual indivisible two truths. There are two ways of referring to this stage. Either you call them the stage of indivisible two truths, or the stage of learner's union.
ဒါနိဒန်ဒီအော်ဒါအိုဂျူဒါတူညာဘတူလာဂျူစီဝါရဝါဒါရမ္ဘာဂျေဘတုံးဂျေဟိုဆရလီလူဒါကညူတုဒယာရဂျေမဆေနာလုံဝတီတံဘိုတောဘဂျေမီကတောဘတီညီဝါဒါဆောင်ဂျူညီကနောင်နီဖုံဝါဆောင်ဂျူတောဘတီဆံဘဒနိညဒွာညီကနောင်နီညွန်တွဘွန်ဝါတီဂျေဘဝဒါဒနိဆာဂျီနောင်နီဆာညီဝါဆာညီဝါဖောဝါတီဒါငါဘဝဒါတူဖန်သမာတီ ကိုယ်နမ်တော့ဗဒဆာညဝနီကိုယ်နမ်ဆက်တဲ့တို့ယုကိုရပါတော့ကိုယ်နမ်တော့ဗဒတော့တူတူဖို့ဒီတဲ့တူညမ်ကြရေးစီဟောဒါတူညမ်ဗန်တူညမ်ရေးစရာဒါနငေါ်လာမီကြီးလမ်းတဲ့ရင်းရင်းကောင်တရှိပါရင်ဟောဒါလမ်ရှင်ကြီးတရကြောင့်တော့တုံးကြီးဟောဆက်ဆောင်လို့ဒီကြဲတော်တို့ဒါတောင်းနေဆောင်မတော့ဗဒတေယောင်းမှုစရရင်ရင်းရင်းမယင်းဆောင်ကိုရပါတော့လမ်ရှင်ကြီးတရကြောင့်တော့တုံးကြီးဟောဆက်ဆောင်လို့
Now, the author gives us a list of things that are happening or attain at the same time. So he says, first of all, arising in near attainment of the reverse order from the actual clear light of the fourth stage is the first thing that will be happening. Together with that, we would have the obtainment of the pure illusory body. This is the second thing. At the same time, we will be obtaining the abandoning union. We say that there are two types of union. The first one is abandoning union, and the second one is union with realization. So the first type of union will be attained. Also, abandoning afflictive obscurations will be happening at the same time, transferring to the second ground, and obtaining the path of meditation are concurrent. So six things are happening at the same time. And this is asserted from the perspective of those of definite Highs Yoga mantra lineage. One must assert that the clear light, etc., occurring at the end of the other paths is primordial awareness of the tenth ground. And I wonder, the author says, whether learner's union is indivisible from the ninth ground of meditation.
Then,
We continue by one statement that actually will be debated in four different ways. So it says, innate afflictions are abandoned by the clear light of the fourth stage. Now, when we talk about innate afflictions, we're really talking about the pacha, the imprints of those innate afflictions, right? So those imprints, innate afflictions at the level of the imprints, they are abandoned by the clear light of the fourth stage. And the illuminating lamp states that they are abandoned at the time of first obtaining learner's union. Regarding this, one says, so here we start with the first debate. The actual clear light of the fourth stage is the uninterrupted path, which is the direct antidote to the afflictions, and the near attainment of the reverse order is the liberated path. So they started here. We start using the terms uninterrupted and liberated path, right? Now, we continue with the second debate. So it says, in finding error with that, another one says, take such a near attainment. In follow, it is a discernment of emptiness in which dualistic appearance subsides because it is the liberated path. If you're going to call it liberated path, there should be no dualistic appearance, right? But he says that is unacceptable because it is a conception, because it is either appearance, increase, or attainment. So if it is any of those three minds, we know that it is conceptual mind. Therefore, in accordance with the explanation in other texts, it is unsuitable to be designated as the uninterrupted or liberated path. If it is conceptual mind, how can you be calling it uninterrupted or liberated path? That's the second debate.